Hallelujah. He knows your name. Sometimes I don't think you always realize that when you're going through tough times, because we get distracted sometimes. Sometimes we lose perspective. We don't mean to, you know, just sometimes natural when you're going through things, but you've got to understand that even when you go through anything in life, no matter how tough it is, that God has never forgotten about you. And that he hasn't forgotten your name, and he hasn't forgotten his plans for your life, and he hadn't forgotten his destiny for you. He hasn't forgotten his purpose. God has not forgotten anything. And as a matter of fact, as far as God is concerned, nothing has changed. And so it is in those tough times and those challenging times that you have to learn how to hold fast to your confession of faith without wavering, because the Bible says that he is faithful that promised. So no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, you still belong to him. No matter what it looks like and no matter what it feels like, he still has declared your end from your beginning. Like, in other words, what I'm saying is, even though it took you by surprise, it didn't take God by surprise. And when God calculated the ending of your life and everything that was going to happen, he knew that in this juncture in life, this was going to happen. But he already put the favor that you need. He already put the people that you need. He already made sure healing was going to be there. He already took care of everything in your life. Why? Because he knows your name. Can I give you a scripture? Y'all can sit down. Keep the lights down. Y'all still talk back to me when you're sitting down, right? Man, I told Lady, I got two lessons. Isaiah 43:1. Watch this. Everybody say, stay with him. Just, you don't have to be loud by this, but just talk to yourself. He knows my name. He understands my situation. He's working everything out for my good. You got to learn how to talk to yourself when things like that try to come up in your life. Isaiah 43:1, what's those first two words? What are they? So that's the key. Fear not. So when something happens, when something comes up, when something goes down, you got it. When something takes you by surprise, when craziness happens in life, the first thing you have to do is you have to stay in faith. That's what the writer's saying. Because fear is the opposite of faith. So he's saying, fear not. In other words, stay in faith. Don't be afraid. Don't get overwhelmed. Don't lose your mind. Just don't fear. Stay in faith. Watch what the writer says. He says, for the Lord says, I have what? Redeemed you. And so, you know me, I like to look up words in Hebrew. I like to look up words in Greek and those kind of things. And so I started looking up, okay, so I know what redeem means, and I know what my definition of redeem means. And as I was looking at one of the definitions for redeem, he says he has completely released you from captivity. So you are completely released from anything that is tried to hold you down and to hold you back. So, like, there should be no chains holding you. There should be no bondage. There should be no chains of insecurity. There should be no chains of how other people feel. There should be no chains of what other people are saying. There should be no chains of trying to get acceptance from anybody. There should be no chains because people have been lying on you. You got to understand that you have been totally released from captivity. So when Jesus said it was finished, guess what? It was finished. So he said, fear not, I have redeemed you. I have restored you. I have released you. And when I release you, nobody else should try to put a hold on you. Can I keep going? I have called you by name because you are mine. He knows your name. Not only does he know your name, but he knows every hair that's on your head. Did you know that? And I mean, I get a haircut every week. But the wisdom of God can keep up with all that because he's the one that created you. And so he says, I don't want you to fear. He says, let's just go through a Bible study. He said, because I have redeemed you, I have restored you, I have completely released you, so no chains, nothing should hold you down. You should not be in any type of bondage. He said, as a matter of fact, I have called you by name. I know your name. I didn't just say, hey, you. On three. I just want you to say your name. 1, 2, 3. He said, I have called you by that name. So I have not grouped you together. I have not put everybody in one group. He said, but I have called you specifically by name because I know you. He said, you are mine. How many of you have children? You know your child's voice. So it could be a room with 12 kids in it, and your kid yells, and you know that that's my baby. And if we're like that, how much more is God like that? So he said, you're mine. You are mine, and I am yours. So this is not about religion. This is about relationship. This is not about going through the motions. This is not about just coming to church because it's Sunday. But this is having a relationship with him every single day where he walks with you and he talks with you and he comforts you and he strengthens you and he keeps you and he brings you peace and he brings you joy. Kind of like we do with our children. Jay's in the Navy now, on his own. I'm still, when I talk to him, still, everything okay? Anything you need to talk to me about? You got enough money? Yeah, Dad, you just gave me some. I know, but I'm just checking to see if you need some more. Why? Because he's my son. I love him, and I want to make sure that everything is okay, so I'm going to communicate that to him. So he said, don't fear. I've redeemed you. I've restored you. I have completely released you from anything that tries to hold itself. I've released you from lack. I've released you from sickness. I've released you from disease. I've released you from pain. I've released you from poverty. I've released you from everything. Verse 2, I love verse 2. He says, when you pass through the waters, and you notice he fully expected you to pass through the waters, like he fully expected you to go through it. I know you might have some tough situations, and I'm not making light of it, but I'm just here to help you understand that God fully expects you to get to the other side of where you are. And there's always victory on the other side. So did you notice the writer didn't say, if you happen to make it? David says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm not going to fear no evil. Why? Because I'm going to walk through it. So he says, when you pass through the waters, what's going to happen? I'm going to be there with you. Like, I'm never going to leave you. I'm never going to forsake you. I'm going to be with you to the end. I've got you in the cradle of my arms, and I'm not going to let you go. I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to forsake you. I'm not going to make you ashamed. I'm not going to let you down. I'm not going to break your heart. Like, I got you. Sometimes you need to be reminded that God's got you. You know, if you got close friend and close family, it's good to know that they've got your back, right? But it's even better to know that God's got your back. And so he says, I will be there with you. And then when you go through the rivers, and this is what it talks about, has to deal with, you know, things that can be really deep and crazy in your life. He says, they're not going to overwhelm you. They're not going to overtake you. Doesn't matter what the situation looks like. You're going to get through it. You're going to make it. You're going to come out on top. You're going to come out victorious. Everything is going to work out for your good. Even if it doesn't look like it, we don't go by what we see. We go by what we believe, and we believe the word of God. If he says he's never going to leave me nor forsake me, that he's going to be with me till the end, then I believe he's going to be with me as I go through it. If he says that he always calls us to triumph and he always calls us to win, then no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter how bad it is, I don't even care about the situation anymore. I'm just confessing that I'm winning. So my winning is not based on the situation. My winning is based on who Jesus Christ is and what he's already done for me and the finished work of Christ on the blood. So I'm already winning. So you're looking at me in the situation I'm in and you think that I'm losing. You're looking at me in the situation and you thinking that I'm going to lose my mind. You look at me in the situation, not even sure if I'm going to come to work today. But what you don't know is I already have a revelation that I always win. He always calls me to triumph and he always, so I'm winning even when it looks like I'm losing. I'm already winning. Like I live the winning life. Like I'm winning when I'm asleep. I'm always winning. I'm always winning. And you got to start talking to yourself. When the enemy starts showing up and he starts shooting all those fiery darts with just mental thoughts, telling you this is going to happen and that's going to happen, and you're not going to make it, and you're going to have a nervous breakdown, and you're not going to have enough for your future, and the relationship's not going to work out, you got to learn how to start talking back to the devil. When Jesus was fasting and in the wilderness and he was being tempted of the devil, the enemy kept coming and he kept saying, if you do this, I'll give you this, and if you do this, I'll give you this, and if you do this, I'll give you that. And sometimes the enemy tries to do that with us. But we, like Jesus had the revelation that you're not my source. And when you understand, watch this, that that's not your source, you don't worry about it. God is your source, and you can talk back to the devil. You can talk back to the situation. You can, watch this, talk back to the storm. You can speak to the mountain, and the mountain has to be moved in your life. And so sometimes when it's really tough and you don't feel like talking, and you don't feel like calling nobody, you don't feel like going up, if you do nothing else, muster up enough strength to speak the word of God over your situation. If you don't want to go out, fine. Don't go out, but you open. If you don't know what to say, you just open the word of God. Go to Psalms 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? What happens when I get to the end of that? Go to Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because he's already with me. And the more you keep confessing the word, and that, y'all okay with this? Yeah, I got a lot more to go. And the more you keep confessing the word, and the more you keep confessing the word, watch this, the more real it becomes, but watch this, the more strength you gain. Because the power is in the word. And that's why we got to keep saying the word when we don't feel like it. We got to keep saying the word when things look like they're getting even worse. The power is in the word, and that power, watch this, it comes to fix the situation, but it also comes to strengthen you. And so you got to stick with the word. If you don't stick with nothing else, you stick with the word. You go into bed and you still feeling like that, turn on the word and let it play as you sleep. Why? Because every time you listen to the word, it's strengthening your spirit. So even when you're asleep and your body is asleep, your spirit is still awake. And so you just got to keep letting that word just keep going. Just keep playing. I like to listen to the word when I'm driving down the road. And sometimes when I'm listening to the word, I'll find myself for a minute kind of getting distracted by a thought or something I got going on, you know. But I've taught my mind that even though you got distracted, don't turn off, because you're like, oh, I'm not. I used to be like, I'm not paying attention, I'll just turn off. It's still feeding my spirit. So he says, when you walk through the fire, you know, you're not going to be burned. So what is he saying? The supernatural is going to take place in your life. That the spirit overtakes the natural. And you are in this world, but you are not of this world. You operate by a different set of laws. You are in the kingdom of God. And everything is going to work out for your good. So he says, when you walk through the fire, he said, you're not going to be burned. And I said, and the flames, they shall not consume you. To the degree that you can go through so much situation, that when you can go through a bad time, a tough time, a crazy time in your life, watch this, and you can go through the fire, and you, when you come out, you won't even smell like smoke. You won't even look like what you came through. People will be amazed. How in the world did they get through that? And how in the world did they not lose their mind? And how in the world can they still be smiling? How in the world can they still be serving? And can they still be giving? And they're still showing up to this, and they're still showing up to that. Because watch this, even though I'm going through, I've got the word of God, and the word of God has given me the strength I need to get through my situation. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Verse 3. He keeps reminding us who he is. For I am the Lord your God. He's Mac's God. You know, that's what I call myself. So on 3, I want you to say, he's, use your name, God. Like I'd say, he's Mac's God, or he's Pastor's God. He's James's God. You ready? 1, 2, 3. Let's do it again. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, you did a little better on the second time, but you, I don't need you to scream, but I just want you to say it with conviction. You got it? Like what I'm saying is, he is my God. Like when I say he's my God, that encompasses that he's going to help me, he's going to keep me, he's going to strengthen me, he's going to restore me, he's going to make sure I have everything I need, he's going to provide for me, he's going to make the crooked places straight in my life. So this time, say it with conviction. 1, 2, 3. Yes! He is your God, and he's going to take care of you. He's not going to let you down. He's not going to break your heart. Everything's going to work out for your good. So today's the day. Today's the day. Today's the day that he makes the crooked places straight in your life. Today's the day. Today's the day that he works out everything for your good. Let's make our own declaration. Today's the day. Today is the day that you see the thing you've been believing for starting to come to pass in your life. Today is the day of manifestation. Today is the day of victory for you. Today is the day that he heals your heart. Hey, laboko rosata. Rese teke laboko rosata. Today is the day that he takes away the pain. For good. Like Nahum, not to come back a second time. Today is the day that he heals you completely. Today is the day that anger and that frustration leaves for good. It's not coming back. Because today he's healing you from it. So when you think about it again, I don't have to be angry. I don't have to get mad. I don't have to throw anything across the room. Hello, somebody. Because I might still remember that craziness, and I still might still remember that situation, but God has healed me so I can move on with the rest of my life, because there's so much life in front of me. My best days are not behind me. My best days are before me. Today is the day you get over what they did to you, because we know it wasn't right, but you can't live in that. So today's the day that God frees your heart. Today's the day that you really forgive totally. Because you, like me, sometimes in my life, I'm like, well, I feel like I've forgiven them. You know, my intentions were. But today's the day that I'm going to let it go. I mean, not to ever bring it up again. If I think about it, I've disciplined my mind not to talk about it. Because God has already helped me with it. And the Lord is my help. So therefore, I shall not be afraid of what man can try to do unto me. Today is the day that you wipe the tears away from that situation for the last time. Today's the day you ain't crying about it no more. You're moving on with your life. You know why? Because you are his and he is yours. Because he's going to take care of you. Because he's not going to let you down. Because you are strong. Because you are brilliant. I'm talking to you. I'm not talking to your neighbor right now. I'm talking to you. You're strong. Did you hear me? Stronger than you think. You're brilliant. Don't you discount. Watch this. Because when you receive all of God, when you receive Jesus, you receive all of who he is and all of who he has. So you have the mind of Christ. You have the wisdom. You are brilliant. You can figure out anything. You have what it takes. Can I just add a little bit more to that? Everything is not your fault. And that's why you have to stop crying over certain things, because it's not your fault. You didn't do anything wrong. And if you're not careful, the enemy will try to make you feel that way. Well, maybe if I'd have done this, and maybe, no, that's just a trick from the enemy to try to bring condemnation into your life so that you will be bound instead of being free. But the Bible says that whom the Son has made free is already free indeed. And so what happens is you got to quit listening to all those thoughts and start confessing the word and listen to everything Jesus has to say about you. That you are fearfully and wonderfully made, that you are the apple of his eye, that you are the object of his affection, that you are strong in him and in the strength of his might, that you are a king's kid, that you have been seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that you are the head and not the tail. You are above only and not beneath. You've got to know who you are and whose you are. You're not a failure. It's not too late. You're not messed up. You got to know who you are in God. And the next time a thought comes that way or a person says that, you got to be bold enough to open your mouth and say, the devil is a lie. The Lord is my portion. It's not too late for God to finish what he started in you. It's not too late for your dreams to come to pass. It's not too late for destiny. You're not getting too old. You're just right. You're just right. So the next time somebody tries to tell you that crazy stuff or the devil, you know, tries to know, I'm just right. I am just exactly where I'm supposed to be. I'm right smack dab in the will of God for my life. God knew I was going to be here. God knew in this moment, in this season, he knew I was going to be here. He knew I'd be going through all this crazy stuff. I never would have thought in my mind that I'd be going through this crazy stuff. But it's okay because he's with me and he's leading me and he's guiding me and he's strengthening me. And I've got the faith of God and I've got the word of God and I got a good church family and I got some good friends who are praying for me, who are pushing me, who are helping me, and I am going to make it. Matter of fact, I've already made it, because I'm not walking to my victory, but I am walking in my victory, and greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Let every man and every devil be a lie, but let God be true. I am right where I need to be. I am just right. I mean, I'm just right for a move of God. I'm just right for the supernatural to show up in my life. As a matter of fact, right now, I'm expecting miracles. As a matter of fact, right now, I'm expecting increase. As a matter of fact, right now, I'm expecting God to move on this situation and start shifting some things. And watch this, and causing the wheels to turn in my favor. I'm expecting him to do something supernatural in my life just to encourage my faith. I'm expecting, why? Because I've been faithful. Don't you tell me I ain't been faithful. I know I've been faithful. My faithfulness is not based on what you see. My faithfulness is between me and God, and I know I've been faithful. I might not have done everything that you thought I should have done, but I know I've been faithful. And based on my faithfulness, I shall abound with blessings. I shall abound with increase. I shall abound with the much more. So even now, he's doing exceeding abundantly and above all that I can even ask or think. Breakthroughs are taking place and victorious reversals are happening in my life. He's touching my children right now because my children are going to serve God all the days of their lives. The devil can't have my children. No, he can't. My kids are going to serve God all the days of their life. Yes, they are. They're going to find God's purpose early in their lives. They're going to remain sexually pure until they become married. They're going to marry the right person on the first try. Because the way I'm living, favor abounds for my children and increase abounds for my children. Because, watch this, because I've done things for others, even when my kids are not around me, God got to raise up somebody to do something for my children. My children are blessed. My children are super duper blessed. So today is the day. Today is the day. I'm going to a new level today. I'm going to my next level today. My eyes have not seen, neither have my ears heard, neither has it entered into my heart the things that God has prepared for me just because he loves me. So it's my day. Today is my day. What happens when you wake up tomorrow? I confess the same thing. Today is my day. What happens when you wake up on Tuesday? Today is my day. And if I keep saying what the word says, and if I keep saying what the word says, I'm going to see supernatural day after supernatural day. Favor-filled day after favor-filled day. Day of increase after day of increase in my life. Because my mind is alert and I am thinking the thoughts of God. I don't care about anything else. I'm turning the news off. I'm turning negative people off. I'm turning negative family members off. I got my mind made up. I got my heart fixed that for God I'll live and for God I'll die. And today is my day. Why? He knows my name. 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 He knows it don't matter what I'm going through. He knows my name. Situation in my life crazy, but he knows my name. I'm going through some troubled waters, but he knows my name. He knows my name. He's going to work out everything for your good. He's going to work out everything for your good. Don't you listen to no business people up there, you know, in the high. No, no, I understand what you're saying, but I'm here to tell you, I don't care what the economy is doing, my business is going to the next level. Increase belongs to me, because he's going to put his super on my natural, and I'm going to see amazing things happen in my life. Somebody say he knows my name. He knows my name. He's working out everything for my good. Tell, look to somebody to the left or to the right. Just declare, he knows my name. He gonna work out everything for my good. My eyes have not seen it. Neither have my ears heard it. Neither has it entered into my heart. The things that God has prepared for me just because he knows my name. I'm not being proud, but when I say this, okay? But there's certain places my wife and I walk into, a nice place. It could be a whole bunch of people in the room, but they know who James McIver and LaConte McIver is. So when we go in, we always just get in regular line. It could be 100 people in front of us. That's how who we are. But then they're just, I see them. You got it. And because they know our name, they go from the back. They take us from the back of the line all the way to the front of the line. Well, because God knows your name, you don't got to stand in line. Because God knows your name, he'll cause acceleration to show up in your life. Isaiah 60:1, he said, this is what you got to do. You got to arise from the depression and prostration in which circumstances have kept you. You got to get this. He says, rise to a what? A what? A new life. So I thank God for my old life, because he's been pretty good to me. But today he gave me a brand new life. Today some things are changing. Today my favor is shifting into the next gear. Today my business is going to the next level. My relationships are going to the... I'm rising to a new life. I'm rising above all the craziness that's beneath me. I ain't thinking about that stuff. So I'm going to shine. And I'm going to be radiant with the glory of the Lord. What does that mean? Everywhere I go, you're going to see a smile on my face. Because my smile is not based on what I'm going through. My smile is based on who he is. And he is Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the first and the last. Oh my God. He's the wheel in the middle of the wheel. He's a way out of no way. He's the shepherd. He's the good shepherd. He's the shepherd and the bishop of my soul. No God like my God. Because he moves mountains. He caused walls to fall. It is by his power that he performs miracles. And that same God knows your name. He says, shine, be radiant with the glory of the Lord. For your light has come. And the glory of the Lord today in this house is risen upon you. Let me give you my last scripture, then we're going home. 1 Corinthians 10:13. Somebody say, stay with him. No test, trial, trouble, temptation that comes your way is beyond the course of what others have had to face. And the writer, he's not making light of what you're going through, but he's just trying to get you to understand that, listen, as tough as it is, other people have been through the same thing, and they've come through the same thing. So he said, I'm not trying to make light of it. I'm trying to give you a testimony that if they came through it, you're going to come through it. I love this next part. All you need to remember. Sometimes I just drive down the road and say, Mac, all you need to remember. Don't try to start playing. I ain't going to preach. I preach to myself in the car. Off key and everything, is that God will never let you down. And let's be honest about one thing. In our lives, if you live long enough, you're going to experience something in life. But no matter what you've experienced, you can be honest with one thing, that God has never let you down. People may have let you down. You got it. System, situation, jobs, whatever. But God is, he's the only somebody who knows everything about you and made a commitment that I don't even care, because I've covered all that with my son Jesus. And watch this, and I'm never going to leave him. I got him covered. So he says, all you need to remember is that God will never let you down. He'll never let you be pushed past your limit. He'll always be there to help you come through it. So no matter what comes, let's stand up all over the building, I'm done. Or no matter what goes, the creator of the universe, he knows your name. The writer says, what is man that thou art so mindful of him? He's talking to God and he said, what is it? When I see how you put the stars in place, you put everything where it needs to be. You're so careful how you created the universe and all this and every, you got things, you put a star in its place and it doesn't move. It obeys you. And sometimes we as people, we don't always do the right thing. But even in spite of that, there's something about us. So the writer says, what is man that thou art so mindful of him? And when I finally got the revelation, then I realized that God has me on his mind. And he has you on his mind. And so even though, yes, he created the universe, and even though, yes, he knows every star that he put in place and all those kind of things, he knows your name. And he's committed to help you. Not just for today, but for the rest of your life. He's committed to take care of you, not just for today, but for the rest of your life. And I think more than anything, God just needs our faith. He needs us to believe that he can do it in our lives. And if we can get to the point where we will just trust him over everything and just put him at the top of the list, then you'll see God do amazing things in your life. It doesn't mean that you won't ever go through something, but what it does mean is that he'll bring you through it. And he'll bring you through it victoriously. Father, we thank you for our time together today. And I declare today is the day in Jesus' name. And that things have changed and things have shifted in our favor. That what the devil meant for bad, that you're turning that thing around for good. That this is our season of grace and favor. This is our season to reap what we've sown. That you're leaning in our direction. And that you're working out everything for our good. So, Father, it doesn't matter. I'm giving up, Father, on worrying about the situation. And I'm going to just start trusting you. I'm giving up on being frustrated about the situation. And I'm just going to trust you. Lord, I'm not even going to try to figure it out anymore because it doesn't make sense. I'm just going to trust you. So today, everybody say today. Today I cast my care upon you. That's what we do. Father, we cast our care upon you because you care for us. Your yoke is easy. Your burden is light. You said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'm going to give you rest. And today, God wants to give you rest. He doesn't want your mind running no more. He wants to give you rest. He doesn't want your mind to be overloaded and bombarded with all that craziness. But today, he gives you rest. He says, take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for I'm meek and I'm lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. He says, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And so, Father, we make the exchange today. We don't want to carry our yokes and burdens anymore, but we make an exchange. At the end of the day, we exchange our will for your will. We exchange our ways for your ways. And we declare it's getting better and better and better and better. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Autumn, keep confessing that you're going to college debt-free. Don't stop. I don't care what happens. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care if some money didn't come through. You keep confessing. Father, by the time I graduate, I'm going to have zero college bills in Jesus' name. Now, everybody else ought to pick that up, too.
Oh, how he walks with me.
Think about what I told her. I just said, even if it doesn't look like you want it to look, ignore what it looks like and keep saying what the Word of God says. Keep saying what's in your heart. And if you keep saying what's in your heart, you'll see that how God will cause that thing to come to pass in your life. And so, Father, we thank you for what you've done in this place and how healing has taken place. We give you praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Can you give the Lord a big hand of praise all over the building?